are listening to Standards in 10 Minutes from The Standard Show, the podcast that brings you the stories behind the standards.
Hello, my name is Matthew Childs.
And I'm Cindy Parakill.
And this Standard in 10 Minutes is BS 8888, Technical Product Specification and Documentation. Here are 10 things you need to know.
Number 1. What the standard is all about.
BS 8888 is the UK's national standard for technical product specification and documentation. It provides a structured way to define and communicate the geometry, dimensions, and tolerances of mechanical parts, assemblies, and fabrications, using both drawings and 3D CAD models. It brings together over 200 ISO standards into one coherent framework, so engineers can work from a single, consistent set of rules instead of many separate documents. By aligning with the ISO Geometrical Product Specification, or GPS, system, it improves clarity and reduces differences in interpretation. The aim is to make complex international requirements easier to apply in everyday engineering, supporting clear and accurate communication across design, manufacturing, and inspection. Number 2. Why the standard was developed.
BS 8888 was introduced in 2000 to replace BS 308, the UK's long-standing engineering drawing standard first published in 1927. As international ISO standards became more widely used, there was a need for a single national system that aligned UK practice with global requirements. It was created as a gateway to the ISO GPS system, which is very extensive but spread across many documents. Early versions mainly listed the relevant ISO standards, which made it difficult to use in practice. Over time, BS 8888 was developed into a more complete reference by bringing in key ISO content and adding clear explanatory guidance, making it more practical for everyday engineering use. Number 3. Who the standard is for.
BS 8888 is used by anyone involved in defining, producing, or checking engineered products. Designers and specifiers use it to clearly define geometry, dimensions, and tolerances in drawings and 3D CAD models. Manufacturing and production engineers use it to correctly interpret those requirements during manufacture. Metrologists, inspectors, and quality teams use it to check that parts meet specification in a consistent and repeatable way. It also supports apprentices and students who are learning how technical specifications are created and used in industry. The standard is widely used across aerospace, automotive, defence, rail, medical devices, and other engineering sectors, as well as by consultancies, training providers, and organisations moving on from older UK standards. Number 4. What's changed?
The 2025 edition of BS 8888 introduces major updates to reflect current ISO standards and modern engineering practice. It replaces the 2020 version and revises key technical areas such as datums, which are reference points, lines, or surfaces used as the starting basis for all measurements on a part. It also updates tolerances and surface texture, aligning with revised ISO standards, including ISO 5459, ISO 22081, ISO 21920 series. It also expands guidance for digital engineering, especially model-based definition, or MBD, and model-based enterprise, or MBE, reflecting the move towards fully 3D-based design. Additive manufacturing is now included for the first time. Further improvements include clearer definitions, better explanation throughout, and a reorganized structure for easier use. The revision cycle has also been extended to 5 years. Number 5. What's in the standard?
BS 8888 2025 sets out the rules and methods for specifying engineering products clearly and consistently. It covers the symbols, notation, and data used in both traditional drawings and 3D CAD models. So the same rules are applied across industry. It also acts as a structured guide to the wider ISO system for technical product documentation, TPD, and geometrical product specification, GPS, helping users make sense of the international standards landscape. The standard includes clear explanations and practical guidance to support correct use, with UK-specific clarification where needed. It also references key areas such as datums, tolerancing, surface texture, and requirement classification, and supports modern methods like model-based definition and additive manufacturing. Number 6. How organizations use the standard.
Organizations use BS8888 to control how product requirements are defined and communicated. It separates this into TPS, which defines what a product must achieve, TPD, which communicates that information through drawings or 3D CAD models. In practice, organizations apply the standard by building its rules into CAD systems so that dimensions, symbols, datums, and tolerances are used consistently. Engineers first decide how much detail is needed in the specification, then use the correct tools to clearly express design intent. This helps ensure clear and consistent communication between design, manufacturing, and inspection teams, supporting both traditional drawing-based workflows and modern digital engineering systems. Number 7. Benefits of using the standard.
BS8888 improves clarity and consistency in engineering specifications, reducing ambiguity and the risk of misinterpretation between teams. This helps prevent disputes and improves confidence in technical communication. Because it aligns with the ISO GPS system, it creates a shared language for engineering across international supply chains. This improves coordination between global partners and makes contracts easier to define and manage. It also reduces errors, rework, and delays by ensuring specifications are complete and consistently understood. As a result, productivity improves and development timelines are shortened, helping organizations bring products to market more quickly. Number 8. How the standard works alongside other standards.
BS8888 does not replace ISO standards. Instead, it brings them together into one structured framework. It references and organizes over 200 ISO documents used in engineering design and specification. Rather than requiring users to search through many separate standards, it provides a single route to the relevant rules and explains how they fit together. This helps ensure consistent use across different organizations and industries. It supports both 2D drawings and 3D CAD models, making sure they follow the same international principles. In this way, BS8888 acts as a practical guide to the ISO system, helping engineers apply complex standards more clearly and consistently. Number 9. Quirks in notation and formatting.
BS8888 includes several formatting conventions that align UK engineering practice with international ISO rules. One key change is the use of the decimal comma instead of the decimal point, so 10.5 becomes 10.5. Large numbers use spaces as separators to avoid confusion, so 1 space 423.5 replaces 1 comma 423.5. The standard also promotes consistent abbreviations, avoiding full stops unless they improve clarity, and keeping terminology consistent, whether singular or plural. Earlier versions of BS8888 mainly listed ISO standards rather than explaining them. Over time, it has developed into a more practical reference, while retaining these internationally aligned formatting rules. Number 10. The people involved in developing the standard.
BS8888 is developed by the BSI subcommittee TPR/1/8. This group brings together experts from industry, academia, and professional engineering organizations. Their role is to maintain and update the standard so it stays aligned with international ISO developments and reflects current engineering practice. By combining practical manufacturing experience with academic and institutional knowledge, the committee ensures BS8888 remains relevant and usable across different sectors. Their work supports clear and consistent technical communication and helps keep UK practice aligned with global engineering standards.
So there you have it, a standard in 10 minutes, BS8888, Technical Product Specification and Documentation.
You have been listening to Standards in 10 Minutes from The Standard Show, the podcast that brings you the stories behind the standards.
You just heard a Stripped Media production.